This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Members of Israel's ruling Likud party went to the polls Thursday to choose a new party leader. Despite three corruption indictments against him, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to defeat challenger Gideon Saar. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
53-year-old Gideon Saar is a popular Likud party member of parliament and former cabinet minister. He is seen as more hardline than Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but more restrained. Saar is married to one of Israel's best-known TV news anchors. Recently, Saar said he is challenging Netanyahu, predicting a better chance of forming a majority government. Turnout was low, partly because of a winter storm sweeping through Israel. Most analysts expect Netanyahu, who is still popular in the party, to prevail. Even if Netanyahu prevails as expected, it's not clear if he will win the 2020 general election. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Disaster officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. Riot police stormed shopping malls for a third day of Christmas protests in Hong Kong on Thursday and detained a number of people after masked protesters roamed through shops. But during this holiday, streets and malls and shopping districts are filled with tension after police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray at protesters and beat and arrested many of them. U.S. stock indexes are up, with the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 at record highs in midday trading. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A tragedy in Turkey today, where a boat filled with migrants sank. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Seven people have died and 64 had to be rescued when a boat carrying migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan sank in eastern Turkey's Lake Van. The accident happened at around 3 a.m. on Thursday. The lake is near the border with Iran, where migrants regularly cross into Turkey, heading west towards Europe. It was not clear why the migrants were on the boat in Lake Van, which is completely within Turkey's borders. Five people were found dead at the scene and two died in hospital. According to the governor's office, the 64 people rescued were taken to nearby hospitals and shelters. Search operations are continuing.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. The United Nations says the war in Afghanistan has caused more than 100,000 civilian casualties. It is urging all sides to take genuine and concrete steps to end the 18-year-old war. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she is disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and the Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
While it appears acquittal is a foregone conclusion in the Senate, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's wrong to make that decision ahead of time.
For me to prejudge and say there's nothing there, or on the other hand, he should be impeached yesterday, that's wrong.
Speaking to Anchorage station KETUU, Murkowski adds she was bothered when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, in a recent Fox News interview, said that there should be total coordination with the White House on the trial.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
I'm Shirley Antler.
Thousands of people knelt in prayer in Indonesia during ceremonies marking the 15th anniversary of the Indian Ocean tsunami, one of modern history's worst natural disasters. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The massive December 26, 2004 tsunami was triggered by a magnitude 9.1 earthquake off Sumatra Island. The giant wall of water killed about 230,000 people in a dozen countries. Indonesia's Aceh province, which was closest to the earthquake, was hit first and hardest, with more than 170,000 people killed in Indonesia alone. Survivors and relatives of the dead attended memorial ceremonies and left flowers at mass graves of victims in the provincial capital Banda Aceh. Denny Arianto and his family travel to the gravesite every year. We always come to the mass graves of tsunami victims because we don't know where our family is buried, he said. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News.